My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you seen or heard what Jerry Jones did this morning?
I have not heard the actual audio.
That's okay.
I've heard about
That's enough just to know that
it's pretty funny.
He was asked a question and then basically threatened their jobs. Most awkward situation that you've heard or maybe even been in an interview with a coach or an owner or anything like that?
Oh, boy. I mean, I could go back to when I was in college, and I thought it was Mr. Tough Guy asking Joe Paterno some tough questions, and that did not go well for me at all in the confines of that press room. Because I used to think, like, as a 19, 20-year-old kid, and Penn State was not very good when I was in college. They had losing seasons, I think, 3 of the 4 years I was in school. So, when I was covering the team for the commercial radio station in town, I'd go into those Joe Paterno press luncheons every Tuesday, like, loaded for bear. I'm going to ask this man tough questions because he deserves to be held to the fire. Yeah. No one else in the press corps will do that.
Right.
And what I quickly realized was no one in the press corps was going to have my back as some 19-year-old kid. So a lot of embarrassing moments there, but fortunately, I can look back on that and just kind of cringe and, be glad that that's in my rearview mirror. I did it. I asked a horrendous question at a women's Final Four 1 year. I think I was 19 years old. I was covering a women's Final Four game, and that was back when you had, I think they still do this, open locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to one player. I'm like, how disgusted were you with your performance tonight?
Ooh.
Oh, just horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, Mike, you might have got
some tough to you. Yeah. That's a tough one.
I had to go to the locker room and apologize. And fortunately, the player was really cool about it.
Yeah, that's
really
that
cool.
Makes the difference.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Because you would have to the wrong person.
How disgusted.
Yeah. Right.
Because obviously you're disgusted, but how disgusted are you?
Granted, I have learned a lot since those days. I just look back and absolutely cringe, and I'm horrified that I was that person, but we evolved.
That's how you learn.
Yeah.
That's how you learn. Hey, let me ask you about this, because obviously you were watching it as closely as anybody. I'll ask it kind of how you did. How surprised were you that Penn State actually won that football game on Saturday?
You mean the game they should have tricked before they realized at halftime that they weren't in Columbus or Ann Arbor?
Yes, that game, Mike. Yeah. I was waiting for the hot sauce. Coach Hot Sauce,
Hot Sauce was getting called out early because all he wanted to do all week was complain because the runway at the State College Airport's not long enough to get a plane fully loaded off the ground to L.A. and that it was a competitive disadvantage. It's like, come on, man, you're already working on your excuse and it's Wednesday. No, here's the thing. In all seriousness, the one thing that Penn State has been very good at, even under hot sauce, is that they do not really trick road games unless it's at Michigan or Ohio State.
Right.
He's been really good at Wisconsin. He's been really good at Iowa, other than one year when Penn State was laughably overranked. They were, I think, number three going into October when their preseason ranking was way out of joint. They ended up 7-7 that year. He's been good at Rutgers. Don't laugh. That's a tough game. Good at Maryland because those are tough regional rivalries. He's been good at Pitt. So I wasn't necessarily surprised that they won on the road. I was very impressed with the way they did it. And I think two things. Drew Aller is getting better every week, which is a great sign for the quarterback. Really, Randy has been talking about Tyler Warren, number 44, all week.
Dude.
What a beast.
Yes.
I mean, very reminiscent of Brock Bowers. And no disrespect to the Georgia fans out there. I thought Brock Bowers was the best to ever play that position. No disrespect, Randy. You were very good, too. But now I'm thinking Tyler Warren is entering that conversation. So very pleased, not surprised, very pleased. They're still going to lose to Ohio, but if they're 11-1 with that one loss, they're going to the playoff, and that's cool with me.
Hey, Mike, we had another preseason game for the Hawks last night.
Yeah.
What is, because you have a better basketball. Yeah, I'm sitting there watching it. I'm getting Jalen Johnson and Richie Shea confused last night. Like, who are they?
You know? They have similar haircuts.
Yeah, and that's what it was throwing
me off. Playing the same position.
How's your impression of the kid been so far?
Oh, I'm better. I'm really impressed to the point where I need to temper my enthusiasm just a little bit. I don't want to put this guy in a bad position where, you know, two preseason games into it, I'm making comments that could suggest that he could be something way more than what he could realistically be this year. But I like this guy a lot. I think there's a fluidity.
I think that's the biggest thing, the athleticism. He's more athletic than I thought he would be.
Steak had a good word. He's a very graceful player. Like, there's just a fluidity. He does not look uncomfortable. He doesn't look uncomfortable going to the rim or challenging guys at the rim. He moves very, very well. He's got a good basketball IQ. You didn't see him make mistakes last night in a game where the Hawks had 20 turnovers and shot under 40%. Reza Shea was not the guy making mistakes. Very, very impressed with him two games in. We'll be curious to see where we go from here. I really liked, even though it ended up being a minus group, I really liked the rotation at the beginning of the second half with DeAndre Hunter out of the game, where it was Trey Daniels, Reza Shea at the three, Johnson and Capella. I might want to see that a little bit more. And I know it was a minus rotation last night. It's a preseason game. That could be very, very interesting going forward, especially I don't know why DeAndre Hunter vanished at halftime. I don't know if he got hurt. Mm. I don't know if anything was really reported on that afterwards. But to me, I just feel like on the current trajectory, Reza Shea is going to be starting for this team at some point, maybe sooner rather than later.
And hopefully sooner. Like, because and no disrespect to DeAndre Hunter, but he had the best year of his career last year coming off the bench. Like, it seemed like that was a role.
It's
that
a good spot for him.
It was better for him. He didn't have to go out there and try to guard on the perimeter, the best player that they have out there. They've gone out and got a guy that can do that in Dyson Daniels. It seems to me like either Bogey or Reza Shea should probably be in that spot to start the game.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're doing this in preseason just because guys are different levels of health and fitness and stuff like that. But, yeah, I love hearing you say that because that's what I want. Like, the sooner you get that guy in the starting lineup, and I'm all for it opening night, the better, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then you start to daydream a little bit. Like, your second unit could be Bufkin with Bogdanovich and Hunter in your backcourt. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, that's robust. You know, is it Boston? Is it New York? No. But it's, I think, going to give you a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
So, I think, look, I know they lost last night. I don't care about the scores of preseason games. Just keep everyone healthy. And does everyone look solid? You know, has anyone regressed visibly? And I haven't seen that. So far, so good as far as I'm concerned. They have two preseason games left. One sounds like it'll be a full dress rehearsal. One sounds like it'll be, you know, mainly the backups. No radio tomorrow, by the way. Just want to make that clear. No radio tomorrow. But we will be back on the radio Thursday for the last one in OKC.
Mike, what's the biggest? I mean, obviously money is whatever, whatever. But this Tech Georgia game that's getting moved next year. How long has that been in the works, you think?
They did a great job of keeping this a secret.
Okay.
First I heard about it was yesterday. I don't know how long this has been in the works, but when you put the pieces together, it makes a lot of sense with what Georgia Tech is trying to do with their stadium. You know, they're doing a pretty extensive renovation. They need to fund it. It's my understanding, the way this was described to me yesterday, is some of this money can go into the NIL pot.
Okay.
Georgia Tech's going to get, according to what Jay Batt put out today, a $10 million guarantee. If your stadium is being renovated and this allows you to put more fans into the game and you get $10 million on top of it that you can go and spend to make your program better,
it's a win.
I understand some of the angst from Georgia Tech fans, but let's be a little bit realistic about what those crowds have looked like at Bobby Dodd Stadium in the last couple years. I'm sorry. I mean, just calling it objectively, there have been a ton of Georgia fans that have bought Georgia Tech tickets to attend that game at Bobby Dodd Stadium.
Yeah.
So now, for a one-off, you can go to a bigger stadium, sell more tickets, get a $10 million guarantee that you can use to make your program better. And yeah, there are going to be a lot of Georgia fans there, but you would have had that anyway at your own place. I think it's a win for Georgia Tech. I think it's a very slick piece of business by Jay Batt. It's very clearly going to be a one-off. I don't think there are really any losers. Honestly, the winners are people like me who kind of look at this neutrally. I'm not a, you know, a Georgia fan or a Georgia.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tech fan, there's only one college I love, which is the one I went to. You know, for a neutral like me, I think this is great. I think it puts a big game on a big stage. I think that's really cool.
Plus, I mean, it's not any harder to go. Like, I don't know how the ticket pricing is going to go, but it's 2 miles away from...
And it's my understanding Georgia Tech season ticket holders get first crack.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, the end zones will be painted Georgia Tech. You know, Ryan Cameron's their PA announcer. I'm sure Ryan will probably be on the PA. The Georgia Tech band will have the best band position, I guess, if that is such a thing. It's not a neutral site game. This is not... the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. This is a Georgia Tech home game, just as their game against Notre Dame will be a Georgia Tech home game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And by the way, probably a lot of Notre Dame fans there, too.
Those guys travel.
Yeah.
At least their colors are similar, so maybe you could lie. You'd be like, I don't know, they're wearing gold.
There's a big controversy on my timeline right now about whether or not the Redcoat Marching Band will be allowed to be at that game next year.
Now, why would they not be?
Well, I thought... and I have a band parent in my timeline correcting me on this. I thought the Redcoat Marching Band went to all games. And that was an SEC thing.
I thought so too.
The SEC, you travel your band to everything.
I thought
right?
I did too.
I thought so too.
Yeah. Like when Auburn came to Penn State a couple years, the Auburn band was there. And it was great.
Right.
It was great.
I thought it was.
So I assume the Redcoat Marching Band will be there because that's just how they roll in the SEC. But
is that not a thing or...
There is a intense debate going on. If you want to jump in, at Mike Conti 929. It's going on in my timeline.
One of the fun things about Twitter is you never know what intense debate is going to happen on a given day.
I certainly did not think today I'd be seeing a marching band debate on my timeline.
Like a minor debate at the end of the Falcons game the other day about, like, I just think it would have been cool if he would have scored a touchdown.
Go score a touchdown,
like,
Clark.
You were a bad teammate. And I was like, I guess.
Go score a touchdown. Everybody
I just think pick sixes
that had,
are
on,
cool,
everybody had on a white jersey would have ran that damn end zone and hugged, yeah, jumped, danced with him.
I would have had absolutely no problem.
No problem. I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
What I would have a problem with is if they were in a victory formation and they faked and scored like the Saints did last year.
Yeah.
I would have had an issue with that. Two completely different
different situations. Mike, thank you.
Go, man.
We appreciate it. Go score your touchdown.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.